This is Bruin Radio, a weekly student show from Brookings Harbor High School on the Wild Rivers Coast. By tuning into our show, you're getting the latest news, interviews, music, poetry, and more from the outstanding Bruins of Brookings Harbor High School. We are happy to broadcast on KCIWLP in Brookings, Oregon on 100.7 FM.
This is Bruin News with Peter Parker and
Mr. Merritt.
You're listening to Bruin Radio during the Thanksgiving break.
There's no one here but us turkeys.
A big congratulations goes out to November's Students of the Month. They are Lexi Schofield, Patrick Runge, Stephanie Burks, and Ethan Warner. These Bruin Pride students earn a Student of the Month t-shirt and pizza, courtesy of Zola's Pizzeria in Harbor.
We have some awesome Veterans Day news to share with you, listeners. BHHS teacher and friend of the show, Lorinda Hsu, invited the entire freshman class of around 125 students to write letters to service members currently in the military in honor of Veterans Day. Every letter expresses our gratitude to the men and women in our military. The letters also share details about Brookings, facts and accomplishments of the students writing the letter, and pictures hand-drawn by the kids. The students created over 500 letters, which were shipped out last Friday. Lorinda Hsu's intent was to give the students a way to thank our men and women in uniform, as well as to provide an opportunity to practice creating traditional handwritten letters and learn the difference between informal writing and formal writing.
We'd like to thank the Brookings Harbor Emblem Club for being such an instrumental part in this project. They helped us send letters out that we couldn't have done without their help. Thank you, Emblem Club. Last week was Clubs Week. Many of our activity clubs set up tables in the Student Commons area to attract new members. We've got some on-scene interviews with student volunteers and leaders from those clubs. Let's give it a listen.
This is Jeremy Pettiner during Clubs Week. I am currently heading the Video Game Design Club table with Mr. Tittman next to me. Video Game Design Club is awesome, and you should join because we talk about what goes into video game development, and there are great people to hang out with. We meet Thursdays after school in Mr. Tittman's room in the robotics room.
Hello, we are the LGBTQ+ and Straight Alliance Club. The goal and purpose of our club is to help BHHS students who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, queer questioning, or any other member of the LGBTQ+ community to feel safe, accepted, comfortable, and proud of who they are in our school.
Straight or cisgender, BHHS students are also highly encouraged to join and show support to their LGBTQ+ peers and allies. Allies play an important and crucial role in helping and encouraging our LGBTQ+ friends and peers, as well as with the club.
This will be a safe, inclusive, and enjoyable meeting place for any student to come to and openly express themselves, with absolutely no judgment.
No one's feel like you're ready?
No.
All right, you're ready. Oh, no. All right, folks, here we are during Clubs Week. I'm at the Interact table. We're about to hear the pitch from the ladies at the Interact table on why people should join the Interact organization. All right, ladies, here we go. Tell me why.
Hi, this is Shantisha.
No, it's not.
At the Interact Club.
No, we're done.
Come on, stop prevention.
Too much paparazzi.
It looks good on college.
All right, folks, you heard it here. A lot of words. I'll said it once. The Interact Club.
Chelsea's there.
This is Jake Christensen, the president of the Tutoring Club. The Tutoring Club is a club that corresponds with the already established extended school days on Tuesdays and Thursdays in the high school library from 3:30 to 4:30. It is here that student tutors help their peers in finishing their missing work, developing skills, and succeeding in their academics. This is very important to me as I want to help improve the success of Brookings Harbor High School students now and also prepare them for the future.
Students who are interested in learning about the different clubs available can check out the clubs list on the school website or stop by the guidance office and ask there. This week, students and staff of our school district, a few year-round employees like our maintenance and custodial staff, computer technicians, and district office staff will be on the clock some of these days.
But please remember that doors will not be open to the public and secretaries will not be available. You can still email teachers, but it's possible that they may take a day or two to respond to your questions. We wish everyone in our community an enjoyable Thanksgiving break.
Students who are members of the Brookings Harbor High School Robotics Team may have the opportunity to apply for unique robotics scholarships. The robotics team is currently working on fundraising opportunities, and students can participate and help out right now. If you would like to get involved in fundraising, or if you'd like to learn more about this financial opportunity, talk to Mr. Suter, Mr. Tittman, or Ms. Fulton.
Speaking of scholarships, there's a scholarship release assembly coming up soon. Parents and guardians of the class of 2018, our counseling and guidance department invites you to attend our annual scholarship release assembly. This year, we'll be holding that assembly on the 7th of December at 2 p.m. in the Brookings Harbor High School Gymnasium. At the assembly, we will be providing information regarding local scholarships available to the class of 2018. You need to know that the previous year's Brookings Harbor High School graduates received over $91,000 from local scholarships alone. The students will also receive a packet with the information, procedures, and eligibility for these local scholarships. Once again, parents and guardians, you are welcome to join us. December 7th, 2 p.m., Brookings Harbor High School Gymnasium, Scholarship Release Assembly. Our high school is chock full of clubs this year, folks. Here's just a list of the different clubs for your edification. The Tutoring Club, the Music Club, the Computers Club, the Video Game Design Club, the LGBTQ Plus and Straight Alliance Club, the Travel Club, the RPG Club, the Interact Club, the Drama Club, the Knowledge Bowl Club, and of course, the Bruin Radio Club. If we missed any clubs, email me, Dane Tittman, and tell me about when and where your club meets at the Brookings Harbor High School.
So, Peter, how are things going for you these days?
I don't know. I got, like, school and sports, and it's just so stressing with all the time it takes up.
Yeah. Well, have you heard about stress busters?
No, I haven't. What's that?
All right. Well, anxiety and stress have always been part of students' high school experience. Luckily, the counselors at BHHS are giving students the skills they need to handle stress. The Stress Busters group meets every Thursday during cohort class to help students face their anxieties and stress with confidence. So if you're a student at BHHS and you'd like to join the group, please contact Mrs. Fulton or Mr. Dunn. Feeling stressed? Who are you going to call?
Stress Busters!
That's right.
Bruin Radio extends a thank you to everyone who has signed up to be a Brookings Harbor School District Key Communicator. Your efforts in sharing the news and information of our schools is vital. If you're listening to this show and you'd like to be a Key Communicator yourself, check out the Key Communicator page on the school district website. Key Communicators receive a monthly newsletter assembled by our public information officer, Nancy Raskauskas-Coons, with the help of students and staff of our schools. It's easy to sign up online or by calling our district office at 541-469-7443. Thank you, Key Communicators.
Bruin Radio listeners, this is Mr. Merritt. I'd like to remind you of Brookings Harbor High School's free and reduced lunch program. For families who qualify, lunch and breakfast at Brookings Harbor High School can be either free or purchased at a reduced price. Please take advantage of this great program. Speak to the cafeteria employees about it, the guidance counselors, or Mr. Merritt. We can help you get a free or reduced-priced school lunch. Some of the meals that you might have at Brookings Harbor High School include the breakfast burrito.
Biscuits and gravy. Just imagine the warm, sizzling butter on the biscuits, then covered by a luscious gravy and meatballs.
Chicken strips, corn dogs, pretzels.
A tuna salad wrap.
Pancake on a stick.
Cheese and pepperoni and ham, pineapple, all these pizzas.
Wraps to go. California turkey club wrap, tuna salad wrap.
Cheeseburgers, mega melts.
A sunrise sandwich.
Chicken noodle soup. Why would I want that?
Brookings Harbor School District Community Night is coming up next week, and you are invited. The night will be held on the 29th of November, starting at 6 p.m. and wrapping up around 8 p.m. at the Brookings Harbor High School cafeteria. Community Night is open and free for everyone on the Wild Rivers coast. The highlights of the event include a no-cost spaghetti dinner with drinks available, as well as vegetarian options. Voluntary donations are happily accepted in any amount. In addition to the free and delicious spaghetti feed, you won't want to miss the resource fair in the form of booths and tables sharing all kinds of information about our school and its activities and programs. Our superintendent, Sean Gallagher, will be holding another informative fireside chat that night with a special focus on graduation innovation, college and career pathways, and student safety. Listeners, you need to know that we're offering English-Spanish translation services live during the event. If you'd like to go, it would be super if you would take a few moments to RSVP online on the school district website or by calling 541-469-7443. If you call during business hours, you can RSVP with one of our wonderful secretaries, or you can leave a message letting us know how many visitors you'll be bringing and what services, if any, you might need. If you're a Facebook user, you can also join and share our Facebook event for Community Night. The link to the event is on our school website. Even if you yourself won't be going to Community Night, consider sharing the event with your social media friends and family. Don't miss out on Community Night, November 29th, from 6 to 8 p.m. in the high school cafeteria. See you there.
Students will be able to retake the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery, or ASVAB, on December 1st if you are interested in the military career or just in seeing how the military would assess your skills and talents. Sign up in the guidance office. The University of Oregon trip is taking place on December 1st. If you didn't know, U of O is located in Eugene, Oregon, and is home of the Ducks. If you are a student and would like to go on this trip, you can sign up in the guidance office.
Second semester schedule changes are coming up on December 6th and 7th. Students who wish to make changes to what classes they have and don't have in second semester have those 2 days to stop by guidance and request those alterations. First semester officially ends on the 25th of January. Grades become final for any class that is only a semester long, and in many cases, grades you have in assignments from first semester become locked in. Students who were late or didn't manage to turn in assignments in the first semester may have a difficult time convincing a teacher to accept an assignment from the previous semester. It may be prudent to get your work turned in as soon as it's complete. The first school day of second semester is January the 29th.
Seniors, the discount deadline to order your cap and gown is coming up. Can you believe that? All orders for graduation supplies placed after the 15th of December will be at full cost. Consider getting your orders placed as quickly as possible on the Herf Jones website. If you need help ordering, talk to the guidance office.
Did you know that our Brookings Harbor High School guidance office has its own mission statement? Here it is. The mission of the Brookings Harbor High School Guidance and Counseling Program is to provide a comprehensive, developmentally sound program that addresses the academic, personal, social, community, and career development needs of all students as they develop into well-rounded individuals, responsible and contributing citizens, productive workers, and lifelong learners. We at Bruin Radio would like to extend our thanks to the Curry County Cultural Coalition for providing a grant to Curry Coast Community Radio, KCIW. This grant was vital in funding the purchase of recording equipment that lets you hear student music, poetry, interviews, and our readings of the news. According to their website at curryccc.org, the Curry County Cultural Coalition offers grants of up to $1,000 to nonprofit organizations that support the visual, written, or performing arts, history and culture, and humanities throughout Curry County, Oregon. Thank you again, Curry County Cultural Coalition.
And that's it for this week's Bruin News.
Hi, I'm Brandy.
And I'm Evelyn.
And Peter Parker.
And we are here with Ms. Sobron. Welcome.
Thank you. Es un placer estar aquí. It's a pleasure to be here.
Ms. Sobron, what do you teach here at Brookings Harbor High School?
Yo enseño español. I teach Spanish.
How long have you been teaching Spanish?
Here at the Brookings Harbor High School? 16 years.
What do you like teaching about Spanish?
Let's do one more time, yeah.
What do you like teaching about Spanish? Nope, said that wrong.
What do you like about teaching Spanish?
Yeah, that.
Say it.
I just did.
No, I did. You haven't.
I just did twice. And then you said it.
What do you like about teaching Spanish?
What do you like teaching about Spanish? There we go.
Would you like me to say it?
If she doesn't want me.
You can go.
What do you like teaching about Spanish? I can't even say it. I've heard it so many times. What about Spanish do you like teaching? I'll change the wording.
What's the question?
What about Spanish do you like teaching?
What about Spanish do I like teaching? It's a convoluted question.
How about just why do you teach Spanish?
Why do you teach Spanish?
There we go.
Well, I love the interaction with the students. Teenagers are a blast. They're a little crazy, but they keep me young. Always guessing, on my toes. And it's a passion to share something that I totally enjoy, which is watching young people learn about other cultures and other peoples and other languages, or being involved in that process.
What do you mean by always guessing?
Well, they keep me on my toes, wondering what the next phrase is going to be that they make up or that comes out of their mouths, and a lot of times it's absolutely hysterical, and we get to make up a lot of classroom vocabulary by the activities that happen in class. And so each class generates a lot of its own vocabulary by the activities and the crazy things that just happen in class. And so that's why I'm always guessing at what's going to happen next.
How many levels of Spanish do you teach?
I teach Spanish 1, 2, and a mixed class, which is a college level, of Spanish 3, 4, and heritage speakers, which are native speakers.
What type of activities do you like to get your students in?
Well, circle is one of the best for not only group activity. Do you like circle?
I like circle.
Because it builds community and it gives ample opportunity for students to play with the language, practice the language, move around and speak with other people, not be seated. There's just a lot of kinesthetics and, activity and talking, and because probably about 98% of what happens in the circle happens in the target language, which in this case is Spanish.
May I ask why you chose Spanish as teaching? To teach?
Ah, sure, that's an interesting question. I was at junior college and I had no idea what I wanted to do as a profession. I knew that Spanish was my hobby because that's what I love to do. And it wasn't until I think it was my third semester that I spent a summer abroad in Mexico. And I was sitting in my room in my house in Mexico wondering, okay, I love Spanish, here I am, and now what am I going to do for a career? And it just dawned on me that why would I choose anything other than what I love to do, or what I love?
What stages do students go through, like in different languages?
Or as they're learning the language?
Yeah.
Initially it's shock because they walk in the room and I don't speak any English at all. And so they have to sort of negotiate meaning, that is, figure out what it is I'm saying and what it is I'm asking them to do. And initially they go through listening and making meaning of what the language is or what's being asked of them, and then they process. Some can speak sooner than others. A lot of students initially are processing what they're hearing and processing it to the point of being finally able to speak either on their own, and initially they start out with lists. Chunks of language, mostly memorized language, and as time goes on, toward the end of the second year, they get closer to being able to begin to create with the language. And so then it goes up from there, to actually creating with the language and carrying on a full conversation. But that takes beyond the second year. It takes 3, 4, and up into the fifth year for real communicative survival skills.
What are some things you like about Brookings?
The beauty and cleanliness of the area. I grew up in Los Angeles and moved here from Mexico City, which was really a shock. the area is incredibly beautiful, and I love to hike, walk. It's a little harder for me in the winter because I'm not good at going out when it's cold. But I like to get together with friends. I enjoy my job and being active in the community. Yeah, I like to cook and quilt in my spare time, but I don't have a whole lot of spare time.
What do you like about cooking?
I like the creative aspect. It's kind of my go-to de-stressor. It allows me to focus on just being creative. Sometimes I'll get an idea and I'll look up on the internet to see if there's anything similar to what I'm thinking about. And a lot of times if there is, then I will look at 3 or 4 or 5 different recipes, get some ideas, what works together or what doesn't, and then go on my own. I've gotten to the point now where I don't follow recipes. So it really is fun to go in the kitchen and create. And I love a lot of international foods. My favorite food happens to be sushi, but that's not something I make. My husband does at times. But I do a lot of either Thai food or Mexican food or Spanish food, some Mediterranean foods. I like to try lots of different things, and I like lots of different foods. And I love, one of the other things I love about the area is all the fresh foods that you can get, especially from the ocean, which I love seafood.
Do students talk about food in your classroom?
Oh, yes. That's one of the favorite ones. In fact, when we watch videos in Spanish, that's one of the topics that they prefer to watch videos on, is either building a recipe, following a recipe, or something about food, or holiday foods in another culture.
How do you use music in your classroom?
Well, lots of different ways. Sometimes we just have music going at the beginning of class. There is a really interesting site called Lyrics Training, and it'll play the video along with the lyrics, and I will give students a printout sheet, and they'll follow along with the lyrics, learning the song. Usually I'll do that on several days. And a lot of the time, students actually are involved in choosing the music because some of them are familiar with some of the Hispanic or Latin music. And they will go through the lyrics because I will give them the printed lyric version. And they'll go through and identify the words they know, try and guess from the context what some of the other words are, and then we will either describe. I like to use description better than translation in the classroom because it helps them think in the target language. And if finally we've exhausted all creative aspects of description, then we'll go to what the word is in English.
Another question I really like to ask professionals is, how can a young person who's interested in your field get into your field? And what I mean by that is, if someone wants to learn how to teach someone a language, whether it be Spanish or something else, what are some things they can do, or what characteristics should they have? It's really great anytime you interview someone who is an expert in their field, ask them that. Because you might have someone listening who is kind of thinking about teaching a language. This may be one that you'll want to write down because it's kind of a long one. But the question is going to be, Mrs. Sorbrunn, if someone wants to get into teaching language, what are some things they should do? What advice would you have for them?
Okay, so basically it's Ms. Sobram. If a person wanted, like a student, when they grow up to teach your language, what's the best advice you could give them?
Probably to surround themselves as much as possible or immerse themselves in the culture and the language. I would definitely suggest living abroad. A year is a good place to start. For example, when I did a year abroad, I did one in Mexico, and my university had me stay with two different families. So I had 6 months with one family and 6 months from another, because you learn different things from the different families. And I lived in different areas of Mexico City as well. So I would suggest living abroad. Also watching programs in Spanish, watching the news in Spanish, taking as many classes as you can after the high school level, when you go on to college, taking as many classes as you can in Spanish culture, history, literature, and practice. Nowadays, with the internet, there are wonderful avenues that you can use to practice the language, some of which are just for play and practice, Duolingo, Memrise, which is M-E-M-R-I-S-E. The best one that I found so far is called italki.com, I-T-A-L-K-I.com, because it allows you to go in and either hire a tutor if that's where you need to be with your language, if you really want to ramp it up. But the best thing to do is to go in and exchange language. So you go into that website and you look for someone who is learning the language that you speak speaks the language that you want to learn, and you trade, say, 20 minutes for 20 minutes in each language. And so you help each other, and there's no charge, and that's fantastic.
Ms. Soberon, can you tell us about some of the dialects of Spanish out there?
Well, what I can tell you is there's some 21, 22 odd countries, that different countries that speak Spanish, including a country on the equator of Africa. They each speak their own type of Spanish. There are different dialects in Spain, in Mexico. The accents will change, kind of like if I give you an if I give you a comparison between different dialects in the United States, for example, where you have certain accents in northeastern United States versus southern United States, southwestern United States, southeastern United States. So in Mexico, for example, you'll have a different dialect and certain parts of different words even in the language, different idiomatic expressions in the north, different expressions in the south. The northern accent changes. Most everybody that's from the Mexico City area, their accent can be recognized. The western portion of Mexico has its own dialect, or at least an accent. And then you get into the Caribbean, and you've got a difference, a similarity, but a difference between Spanish in Venezuela, Puerto Rico, Cuba, and the Dominican Republic.
What I'm wondering for our listeners is, you mentioned different dialects and at the same time different accents. I think this should be a little separated, because when I think of it, you know, people in the South have an accent, but people in Australia, they still speak English, but it's a different dialect of English. For example, the bathroom is the toilet now, and your chap is your friend now. It's completely different words instead of just an accent. That's the same in Spanish, though?
Right, that's the same in Spanish. You'll find different dialects, like I said, in Mexico. When you have the different areas of groups of people that tend to have come from a specific area, either in Spain or from Europe, they will bring influences from their own initial language, and those have influences on the language, which gives you the different words, as well as the different accents. Spain has actually different dialects of Spanish, where you're speaking Castilian Spanish in most of the country. Northeastern Spain speaks Catalan. You have Gallego. In the northern region, you have the Basque language, but that doesn't come from Spanish. That's its own language. And what's really interesting about the Basque language is that it can't be found anywhere else on Earth. And so it's really kind of interesting and still being studied.
Ms. Soberon, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for listening to Bruin Radio.
Gracias a los radio oyentes por escuchar al radio de los Bruins.
You've just heard Bruin Radio, a half-hour student-focused program brought to you by the students and staff of the Brookings Harbor High School, in partnership with Curry Coast Community Radio, KCIW. Content for this program is provided by the Brookings Harbor High School. To view the credits for this episode, visit kciw.org/credits.
You're listening to KCIW LP in Brookings, Oregon on 100.7 FM.